Here's a thought, well, a question really. Are we artistically greedy? And by that I mean this. We hope people are interested enough in our artwork that they might buy a print, for example. And then what do we hope they do with that print? Well, we hope they take it home and frame it and put it on their wall in their home or their office in a point of pride and look at it over and over and over, day after day, for hopefully a long period of time. But it occurs to me that there's only one other art medium that has that kind of relationship with a viewer over time, and that's painting, which, of course, the presentation of a photograph in a frame on a wall is an imitation of painting. But what about all the other media? You don't read a novel over and over and over and over again. You read it once, probably, and discard it, maybe twice if it's really good. What about a musical concert? Well, you go to that one time. Maybe you bring home a CD or some music, you download an MP3 file or something, and you might play that music over and over again for a while, but eventually it wears out and you move on to a new piece of music. Or a dance performance, which you watch once and then move on. Or a sports event, which you watch once and then move on. It seems to me that most forms of consumption of art, media, or other forms of entertainment are something that we do once and then move on. But the whole paradigm of photography is set up to not do that. Instead, we have this idea that someone's going to buy a photograph, put it on their wall, and leave it there for a long period of time, years maybe. Why? Are we greedy? Are we assuming that they will continue to get years of enjoyment out of our piece of artwork when most other media and entertainment don't? And even if you do view a television show or a movie over and over again, you probably wait periods of time between starting it a second time or a third time or an umpteenth time. You don't watch it once and then immediately go back to the beginning and watch it again. We have to have a breathing space so that we can appreciate it again when we watch it that second, third, or fourth time. That's not what we do with a photograph. You don't put it up on the wall, enjoy it for a day, and then set it aside and put something else up and enjoy it for a day and then set it aside and come back to the original photograph after a few weeks or a few months so that you can enjoy it afresh all over again. That's generally not what happens. But maybe it's what should happen. Because think of the incentive to produce new work that exists in the world of music or in the world of novel writing or in the world of performing arts. The whole idea is to constantly be producing and constantly bringing out new work, and there's an incentive in the paradigm for the artists to do so. Photographers sort of built in the opposite paradigm, that we want people to put a print of ours up on the wall and then not need a new print or a new artistic output from us for a long period of time. Maybe that's disincentivizing photographers. Instead, I wonder how we would build into photography a paradigm that requires productivity and incentivizes the continuation of producing artwork. And to be honest, about the only thing I can think of that's built on that kind of paradigm is, I guess, my publications of Kokoro, which I think people consume more like they do a magazine. With each new issue that I publish, people download it and enjoy it, and maybe they even keep it on their computer to enjoy again sometime later. But they don't make a screensaver out of it so that they can look at it every single day. And what I observe in my own personal artistic life is that paradigm of consumption helps keep me motivated and producing more work.
Copyright 2022, Lenswork Publishing.